Here is Barbashev, 10 seconds to go. Shot attempt banned on. Cutter Gauthier clears it. Petrangelo holds on to it. And this game is in the history books. And Vegas holds on for a 3-1 victory over Anaheim here at T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights were just the better team for longer stretches of this hockey game after a big time tying goal by Troy Terry. For the most part, the rest of the game was all Golden Knights. Yes, the Anaheim Ducks showed a little burst of flashes of positive playmaking, but just an overwhelming performance brought by this Vegas Golden Knights team here tonight, too.
All right, I'm going to let you go and do a post-game wrap here before we head home to Southern California with Alexis Downey. I know what, we're both looking forward to seeing the Utah team. We've done some good things early in the season. Hopefully the Ducks can get back on the winning track this week.
Well, speaking of that Utah Hockey Club team, got to watch out for Dylan Guenther. I mean, he is on fire. You got Krause, you got Keller, I mean, Jersey. The list goes on and on of high-end talent on that Utah Hockey Club team. So it should be a thriller at Honda Center Wednesday.
We will see you then. You're going to spend some time with Alexis. We're on our way out to the bus and heading home to SoCal. I want to thank the two Rays for all their help in this broadcast today. We're going to take a quick timeout. 3-1 final, Vegas over Anaheim. And we'll talk to you from Southern California in just a couple of nights. Stay tuned. Post-game upcoming, Duckstream, powered by Tunic.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Parker McCollum. Burn It Down Tour 2024. October 24th, Honda Center. ACM Best New Artist. Parker McCollum Live. Special guests, Chase Becca and Dasha. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Parker McCollum Live.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Hey, Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, game number 2 for their 82-game season, and they fell on the road tonight in the Sin City to the Vegas Golden Knights. 3-1 the final there. I'm Alexis Downey, joined alongside Emerson Needham, who is at T-Mobile Arena, wrapping things up. Emmer, hopefully the volume has turned down a little bit in there so you can hear me for this one, but game didn't end up in favor of the Anaheim Ducks tonight. You know, some positives early in the game, but ultimately, what did you see in this one from the Ducks?
Well, first of all, AD, my ears are still ringing here. It was so loud here at T-Mobile Arena all game long, and the team feeding off the crowd's energy and vice versa. I mean, it was something else. Of course, here at T-Mobile, here with the Vegas Golden Knights organization, you can always count on them for putting on a show. And look, their team backed it up. They were the better team for the majority of the game, sealing the deal. And just looking over this 60 minutes of play, Ryan Strom, big-time performance through 60, 5 shots on goal. You got Troy Terry, not only the lone goal scorer, 3 shots on goal, 1 takeaway, 1 block shot over for the Vegas Golden Knights. Pavel Dorofeev, he had 5 shots on goal, 2 block shots. Brett Howden, he had 4 shots on goal, 2 hits, and 1 takeaways. It seemed as if the team stats slowly veered over the course of the game into the hands of the Vegas Golden Knights. They ended up with a better faceoff win percentage, and the list goes on and on. They ended up with the more block shots, the more shots on goal. So as the game went along, Alexis, the Vegas Golden Knights, just they were the more relentless team. They were the more assertive team, and when it counted, right in those grade A opportunities to score, they were the more confident team. So look, this is they were labeled as a Western Conference perennial powerhouse. You saw it on display here tonight.
Yeah, Emerson, great point there. Just it felt like the game started to favor Vegas as we went on more and more. So we're going to get to the highlights to give a better understanding of what went down in this game. Starting with the first period, it was Brett Howden for the Vegas Golden Knights that got them on the board for first, 6 minutes and 17 seconds into that first frame.
Here's Vegas regrouping. Long pass ahead, center ice. Here they come with some speed towards it. Ed Waugh stumps on a dime, picks it up and shoots. That one's blocked by a teammate in front of the net by Kolesar. Now the puck play behind the net, out in front of the net for Kolesar. Shot! Score! They stop Petrangelo, but then get a rebound goal. And Vegas has taken a 1-0 lead on a goal from in front of the net. That's a big one, and it's 1-0 for the hosts.
Emmer, how much momentum did that give Vegas getting that first one?
Well, it not only did they give them momentum, but I this is how they play. It all started with a near side delay and a great one from Nicholas Waugh. I mean, that started off everything. Then you have some good near side board battles won by Kolesar, and just a overall great finish there from Howden. And I tell you what, this Vegas Golden Knights team, they come in waves. They are just nonstop, and that's what just makes them so lethal.
But the Ducks were able to respond in that first period despite going down a goal. It was Troy Terry on a breakaway. The Vegas Golden Knights turning the puck over in the Ducks zone, and Terry ended up beating the goaltender and tying this game up.
You know, it's interesting. During that break, Lukáš Dostal was looking straight at Reimer when he came over to the bench to get a breather and a little glass of water, and he was just focusing in, watching his emotions, and boy, that's the other reason why a guy like Reimer will be good. But I'll tell you one thing, this Lukáš Dostal, pretty impressive young man early in his career. Here comes Terry, The center on a break, moving in, a shot, he scores! Troy Terry on a break beats Sampson off with 8:11 to go in the period, and this game is tied at 1-1.
Just what the doctor ordered. Wow, what a play. A nice break from Troy Terry. How about that confident one hand on the stick? Nice touches of the puck before he goes low. Short side right over the pad of netminder Elias Samsonov. It's a 1-1 game.
Emmer, it was great to see Troy Terry get that goal. And really his line in general in the first period, I felt like was really connecting.
Yeah, they're... the line, in Ryan Strome, he was looking great last game versus the San Jose Sharks. And Frank Vetrano, I have this feeling that the next couple games, Frankie V is going to settle in and he's going to start playing better and better. But really on that line, Ryan Strome leading the way over the live broadcast. I turned to Steve. I just said, hey, look, Ryan Strome's coming into the season. He just looks quicker. And I think that just goes to show how much time he was put in the weight room. He just looks stronger. He looks quicker, lighter on his feet. So just good stuff. And look, it's kind of like in yesterday's game, you just felt so good for Trevor Zegras slinging that puck down in that empty net. And you know that he came into this game with less pressure on his shoulders. And I know Troy Terry's going to go into Wednesday night's game at Honda Center versus the Utah Hockey Club with less pressure on his shoulders following that one. It just, you get that first one out of the way, and he could just relax a little bit more. So good on Troy Terry. What a big goal. And it's just what the Ducks needed at that time.
It really was, tying that game up. But moving into the second frame of play, no goals in the second period. However, Vegas did try to get a goal. However, it was called off immediately due to a high stick.
Anaheim trying to clear it. Penalty kill for Anaheim, and a blast fired wide, and then they score. They're going to say no. No, it's a high stick. And the goal will not count. The Vegas team didn't see it. Let's go downstairs for the official referee call.
Call the ice if there's no goal due to high sticking.
That's a big break. And we're getting a look at a replay. Ooh, that was close because the stick was almost equal to the top of the goalpost. But that's tough, but the Ducks get a break here.
And good for the Ducks. There was no goals for the Vegas Golden Knights in that second period. However, they put a lot of shots on net, 18 of them in that second period. And eventually it would pay off for Vegas as Tomas Hertl would get a power play goal in the third period early in that when the Ducks couldn't get the puck out of the zone.
A minute 14 left in their power play. Another chance coming. White Cloud in front. Stone centers it. Stopped by Reimer. Leeson after it. Ahead for Lundestrom. Was playing without a stick. Couldn't get it out. Side of the net. Stone in front. A shot. They score. Tomas Hertl. A power play goal, giving Vegas a 2-1 third period lead.
So, Emerson, that goal comes at a point where Ryan Strome had taken a hooking penalty and gone to the box. And those penalties are something that I know this team does not want to be seeing this year.
Yeah, and it happened last night in San Jose. Ducks taking a late penalty. They were able to weather the storm, but this is just a different beast, this Vegas Golden Knights team. So you can afford to do those kind of things most of the time against a team like San Jose, but a team like Vegas is that much more depth, that much more of their players wanting that puck and wanting to be difference makers, as we saw here tonight. So they're going to capitalize, and yeah, it's just a tough break. Hopefully this Ducks team can learn from those type of situations, because just going neck and neck down to the wire, you just got to stay disciplined, and you can't afford to take penalties.
Between the penalties and then a late turnover, that would give the Golden Knights one more goal in this game. This one coming from Pavel Dorfiev, and it would be the insurance goal to get Vegas their win.
Here's a turnover by Kolesar.
And then in front of shot, they score! A go-ahead goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. And that hurts. Dorfiev will get credit for the goal, heads to the bench. That's a backbreaker with 5:51 to go. Vegas has a 3-1 advantage.
All right, Emerson, so now that we've seen the Ducks in two games so far in this season, they look faster, but they're still taking penalties. What other takeaways do you have from just seeing them in the last two nights?
Yeah, we just talked about it, and hopefully we stop talking about the late penalties, the overall discipline, so they got to shore that up. And look, they were a little bit better at taking ownership of each puck touch. I felt that there was a little bit more confidence showed, and you just got to take this team into consideration, right? Just a much better team, this Vegas Golden Knights team, in comparison to the San Jose Sharks. Much more skill, and within that, look, Anaheim, they bumped up their play. This was they took it up a notch. It wasn't good enough, but as long as they continue to make big strides, and look, they didn't get an opportunity. Well, at least they got one opportunity, one look on the power play there late, but that came very deep into the game. So it just goes to show you the lack of drawing penalties. It shows you need to hang on to the puck longer. It shows you need to move your feet more in order to draw those penalties. And, yeah, just get into those gritty areas more. Come out with more 50-50 puck battles. So those couple keys I just mentioned, if they can do that on a more consistent basis, no matter what the team is, lower-tier team, top-level team in the National Hockey League, you have to do those each and every shift. So if they do that, they'll have success starting Wednesday against the Utah Hockey Club.
Emerson, I'm curious from the player perspective, too. I mean, last night we know that the team was settling in, you know, hadn't played a game yet. But now that you've had two games, how long do you think it really takes to settle into a rhythm with the NHL game speed and all of that? Do you have to give it a few games grace, or how long do you think that is for maybe most players?
No, that's a great question. I really look at a player like Leo Carlson. We all know that Leo's got a whole lot better. He's fighting it a little bit, and just to your point, I think a guy like that, he's going to need two games. He had a great first year. There's a ton of pressure for a guy like that coming into year two, a lot of expectations. Same with a guy like Mason McTavish. So those two in particular just need to just keep it simple. When they have areas 10, 15 feet a gap, they can't be passing up those opportunities. They got to skate. They got to get those feet moving, particularly early on in the game. So less is more early on, but they just got to take advantage where they can. They got great shots, both of them. They got a bigger size that can handle those corner battles, and they just need to come up with 50-50 pucks and get it on net when they have an opportunity to do so.
Thank you, Emerson, for joining us on the post-game show, and we'll see you Wednesday for the home opener.
I look forward to it. Hey, look, that Utah Hockey Club has a lot of ball players. Clayton Keller, we got to mention Dylan Gunther. I mean, he is on a tear, so it's going to be a big test against that team.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Emmer. Safe travels back to Orange County, and make sure to stick with us as we have more of this post-game show breaking down this game tonight for the Ducks against the Golden Knights on the other side of the break.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her Sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Parker McCollum, Burn It Down Tour 2024. October 24th, Honda Center. ACM Best New Artist, Parker McCollum Live. Special guests, Chase Becca and Dasha. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Parker McCollum Live.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water returns on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
All right, we're back with the post-game show. Alexis Downey here with you. I had Emerson Needham joining me on the first segment there before the break, and it was great to get his analysis of this game. Just two games down for the Anaheim Ducks, unfortunately, falling on the road tonight to the Golden Knights 3-1. However, you know, it was a good start for the Anaheim Ducks compared to their game last night in San Jose. I felt like the execution overall was definitely better, and maybe because you look at the types of teams that they played in a San Jose Sharks team and then a Golden Knights team, very different calibers in that end. And we knew going into this one that Vegas was going to be a tough challenge for the team, and I felt like there was a lot of areas that they did well in tonight and kind of met that speed in the game that we were expecting. So I want to start with getting to the text line here. And if you want to join the post-game show, feel free to text us at 714-940-2950. All right, so the first message that we have here, putting makeup on a donkey doesn't make it a pretty pony. New uniforms, same communication, and puck connection struggles. Hopefully the Butcher can cut the bad habits and build a better season for the team. Yeah, certainly some turnovers and some penalties. That was one of the areas that Emmer and I just talked about in the last segment that really hurt the team tonight. And as you noted there in that text, puck connection struggles, obviously, with breaking out of the zone. The Ducks got stuck in their zone quite a bit in the second period and had to have James Reimer in the net face a lot of shots. But yeah, good point there with Radko Gudas. You know, as he is now the captain of this team, he does have a responsibility to step in the locker room and, you know, talk to this team when things aren't going their way and well. And, you know, I'm curious to see how he's going to evolve into that leadership role a little bit more as the season goes on. But I do know that one of the points of emphasis, even though he is the captain, is there is a whole leadership team as well. So yeah, I think that this is still the team settling in, and hopefully we're going to see, you know, some of those areas tuned up in the future games, especially the penalties. I mean, I was looking at the penalties that the Ducks took last night. So they gave up 3 power play chances to San Jose last night. Tonight, they give up 4 to the Golden Knights and give up a power play goal for the Golden Knights as well. The Golden Knights have had a very good power play so far in this season and the chances that they've had. Historically, maybe not the best power play, but so far in this year, they're doing well. And to give up, you know, those kinds of goals, and as we were noting, that was on a hooking penalty from Ryan Strome that eventually led to that goal. That can't happen. The hooking, the holding, those penalties where the Ducks aren't moving, they can't happen. And they can't happen in the amount that they already are. I mean, the last two games. So especially when, you know, you're going to get to face, hey, say maybe a New York Rangers power play. We know they have a great power play. So those types of things certainly need to be shored up. And in saying the Rangers, I mean, the Ducks are going to be playing them this month. So definitely need to fix the penalties. You got to fix the turnovers too, because that last turnover by Tristan Luneau leading to that third goal, it was in the Ducks' own zone. That kind of stuff can't happen. Penalties in their own zone can't happen. So I think these are things, obviously, that the team knows, but maybe it's going to take, hopefully soon, they got to get them corrected, because obviously they're going to, in this case, make a difference on the outcome. So another text we got here, credit to Vegas. They played a good defensive game, really liked Strom and Terry's aggressiveness, but need to see more production from the top two lines. The only power play chance was ineffective and need more players at the net. Lastly, would like Terry on the top line with Leo and Cutter. Interesting. Very surprised to see Coach Cronin keeping him on the third line. A lot of points in that as well. Strom, Terry, Vetrano line, that third line tonight. I noted on my personal Twitter that they had 5 of the Ducks' 10 shots on goal after the first period. I really liked them after that first period. Obviously, Troy Terry getting the goal for the Anaheim Ducks there, but they, in particular, we saw some flashes of Ryan Strom too. I want to mention that, because there was a play in the second period, great play from Brian Dumoulin, getting the puck up the ice to Ryan Strom. You know, not ending in a goal, but a great awareness by Dumoulin, that veteran experience, of course, great awareness on the ice. Strom getting a chance there. It was a good look by him. Also, you know, there was that 2-on-1 with Ryan Strom and Robbie Fabry, that shorthanded 2-on-1. The puck hit in the post there, close opportunity. So agreed, definitely liked Strom's aggressiveness in this one tonight, but I also would like to see a bit more production. I'm kind of surprised by the way the top line has played. And one of the things that I've kind of thought about with this between Gauthier, Carlson, and Killorn, they have a lot of pressure riding on them. They're the top line for this Anaheim Ducks team. Gauthier's going into his first full NHL season, only, you know, making his debut last year in this same building that he played in tonight. So I think that for them, it's going to be a little bit of a feeling out, but I do kind of like that thought of putting Terry on the top line. But you know, I think that I see our coaching staff potentially keeping with what we have right now and maybe relooking at it after, say, maybe one more game. But certainly they have a couple days to ponder the idea as well and see if they want to make any changes, because we've already seen a little bit of changes, of course, on the back end, obviously with Jackson Lacombe still out from his illness, deciding to bring in Urho Vaakanainen tonight and taking Olin Zellweger out of the back pairings there where he was with Radko Gudas. So there's a lot of things that could still happen after this weekend. You know, the staff has a better idea of what they saw, they liked, what they didn't like. And I know the penalties are going to be part of that. So a couple more texts I want to get to. We will beat Utah on Wednesday. Grinning face emoji Anaheim. And a duck emoji. I don't know if it just says that because of the way the text came through, but I like it. I like the enthusiasm too. Utah has looked really good, as Emerson was alluding to in the last segment. They're leading the league early as it is. And it's going to be a good game for the Ducks to bring on the home opener. The home opener is always so much fun. And Anaheim has had a lot of success in their home openers as of the more recent years. Since I've been here, they've won both of their home openers. So I'd like to see that streak continue with Utah on Wednesday. So also, if you're coming out to the game on Wednesday, I just want to make sure to tell you guys this. Come early, because we have the orange carpet and then we have a spectacular new in-game experience. I got a chance to preview it last week and oh my gosh, it is amazing. The lasers, the just everything everything there is. It's pretty awesome. So if you're coming, make sure to be there early. All right, another text I want to get to. Nothing comes easy in the NHL or anything. Keep battling, Ducks. Yes, agreed with that. And like I said, some good strides in this game tonight as far as the overall execution, especially with the team that they were playing. I want to keep talking about this game, breaking it down a little bit more, some of the certain areas in the game that I saw in particular. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will make sure to keep looking at this game.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn from top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk. It's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. and every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Whoa. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea, watch the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out
about... Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
Casey.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from?
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
If I was your boyfriend.
Then from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and Elle King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly.
We've got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education
and so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Back with us on the post game show right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. And I wanted to make sure I got to one of our other parts of our DuckStream game broadcast. Is last season we did Twitter polls throughout the year. If you didn't know that, now you know. Or we also like to call it X. Of course, that is the new name of it. But I put out a poll in the third period, just trying to gauge where our fans were thinking in terms of the D pairings, which pairing they liked. And really, by far, the Pavel Minkoff and Brian Dumoulin pairing has been the favorite so far in these last two games, in particular tonight. And I think that the one thing I was mentioning with Dumoulin earlier, his awareness on the ice, but I think it's also his puck-moving ability. He really looks great there, and he works well with Pavel Minkoff, both of them being very effective so far. And I'm curious to see how they develop as a pairing as the season goes on. Should they stay together? And so far, like I said, I think they've looked great together. So wanted to make sure I noted that because, as I said on our DuckStream Twitter, they have been the favorites for sure. And someone even mentioned Minkoff, of course. You know, it's crazy to think about. I was thinking back to last season, you know, his first year in the NHL. Now he's in year two. How much is he going to grow this year? You know, what are the expectations for him? You know, he didn't start training camp. He was not skating with the team, but then got into it eventually as, you know, time wore on and he was fully healthy and ready to go. And he looks great. So happy to see that from the young defenseman. So a couple of the stat lines from this game tonight, wanted to make sure I mentioned them. Total shots on goal for the Ducks tonight, 23. That's not good. I mentioned in-game how last year the team averaged 26 per game. Last night they had 30. Tonight, only 23. That also goes to show you how much they got stuck in their own end, especially in that second period, as I noted. that's when Vegas was really turning it on, keeping it in the zone. And the Ducks were not able to break out very well. They weren't able to move the puck, get through the neutral zone. You know, we saw a couple chances with that throughout the game, and obviously more in the third period a little bit. The most in the first period, as they had 10 shots in that one. But I think that Vegas really started to wear them down with their high-octane offense. But defensively, I thought they protected the net pretty well overall. You know, that's been something I've been noticing in the last two games, not too long yet, but something I noticed tonight is I thought they were protecting James Reimer in that area pretty well and not letting shots through there. But it was really just those turnovers and the penalties that hurt the team there tonight. On the other flip side of that, the Ducks did get one power play opportunity. And going back to last night, Olin Zellweger was the quarterback of the first power play unit. Tonight, it was Tristan Luneau, and the power play really wasn't able to generate too much. They did get two shots on goal as a part of that, but needing to see a bit more from the special teams. And I think that if, in general, the special teams is improved from last season, which we're hoping it is, because last year the Ducks power play and penalty kill, they had a great first half of the season and then things started to go south after that. But if they are able to get some scoring from the power play, it's going to really help them in general, obviously. So that's an area that I was looking at there tonight. Another couple stat lines. We talked about it earlier in the game. I know Steve and Emerson were, but they were winning their faceoffs. The first two periods, the Ducks were leading in the faceoff circle. The first period, 66%. Second period, just by a smidge, just about 52%. But they end the game down in the faceoff circle at about 46.5%. The Golden Knights just having a strong third period, and obviously helps when, you know, they're getting their power play chances, and you want to win those faceoffs, especially when your team's on the power play. So that's an area that I think is going to be something the team looks at. And in particular, talking about faceoffs, when I asked GM Pat Verbeek what he wants to see as far as Leo Carlson, an area that he needs to grow in, it is the faceoff circle. So hoping to see that, you know, from Leo in the early parts of the season, because he was 2-3 there tonight. So looking for some improvements on that end. But a couple more stat lines here. Ducks 15 block shots, 20 hits, 11 giveaways, 5 takeaways. So obviously, some of those are good, some of those aren't so good, and it just ended not quite in the way that the Ducks wanted it to, obviously, here tonight. But like I said, some good things from this game overall, and especially when you know you're going to be playing a team like Vegas. I mean, they have a really aggressive forecheck, and we saw that, as I mentioned, I keep going back to that second period, but in particular, that second period, I think that's when it got the best of the Ducks, and they weren't able to keep the puck. Their puck management wasn't that great, obviously, hence the turnovers. But also in the second period, Vegas's puck management was really strong. They're so good in transition, too. So Vegas, they're a powerhouse. But, you know, like I was thinking about, last year the Ducks started the season playing against Vegas. They fell to the Golden Knights 4-1. Then they went on and won the next three matchups. So, hey, I'd love to see that from this team here tonight. We already know what to expect. And I do want to give a quick shout out before I wrap this show up to James Reimer tonight, because he stepped in the net. He faced 32 shots, did end up giving up, you know, three goals there, but one of them on the power play. And like I mentioned, two of Vegas's goals coming off turnovers. So I thought he had a really good showing in his first game as an Anaheim Duck, and that he was brought in to bring that veteran presence. He's been in the NHL for a long time. He's been a part of a lot of different organizations, and I was happy to see, you know, he had a pretty strong game overall, and there's just a couple things that the Ducks need to clean up around him. So the next time the Ducks are taking the ice, as I keep saying, Wednesday, the Utah Hockey Club is in town at Honda Center. For opening night is a 7 o'clock start. The pregame show we'll have for you at 6:30. Can't wait for it. Opening night is one of my favorite nights, and can't wait to see how Honda Center is buzzing on Wednesday. So if you want to stick around and hear the replay for this game here tonight, Ducks and Golden Knights, that'll be after the break. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in for the post-game show. hoping to turn things around on Wednesday with a new opportunity against, really, I guess, the first time we're seeing Utah regular season game, the brand new franchise. So, brand new franchise, but, you know, we know Arizona, similar, same idea. So, anyways, we'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to DuckStream Tonight, powered by TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in, the all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.